Hello and welcome to Straight Talk, Supply Chain Insights, the podcast for your supply chain leader who is on the go and wants to be in the know. And now, your host, Laura Ciceri.
My name is Laura Ciceri. I'm the founder of Supply Chain Insights, and today I want to talk about how we lost the battle for inventory management. Inventory is the most important buffer, and it's also the biggest source of waste in the supply chain. And when I talk and give presentations, most people are really surprised to find out that we have 30 days of inventory on average, more or greater, in each of our industries than we did at the beginning of the recession in 2007. And, you know, people will say, well, why is that, Laura? Because, you know, over 95% of companies have enterprise requirements planning systems, or ERP, and over 90% of companies have supply chain planning systems. So the question is, how can we be holding more inventory? We've added a lot of technology. But the problem is that we're not clear on the role of inventory, and we're not designing the supply chain for the right response, and we're not dealing with inventory holistically. So let's get into the reasons. There are five reasons why we have the gap in inventory of 30 more days of inventory, but the worst part about it is that we have the wrong inventories. So warehouses are full and shelves are empty. And the cost of inventory is killing cost of goods sold because of inflation costs. Because, you know, when you look at cost of goods sold, you know, your beginning inventories and the evaluation greatly affects cost of goods sold. So what are the five factors that, you know, we should have really looked at and managed? Well, the first is in-transit inventory. When we think about all of the inventory on ships and containers and trucks, the lead time for that inventory to get from destination A to B is a variable in the supply chain, and it became more of a variation because of the lead time variation. But the longer the lead time, the more inventory we have in motion. And that inventory has value, and most people will have designed their supply chain based upon variable cost, lower cost of labor, lower cost of supply, not really thinking about all the inventory that it takes to roll from node A to node B and the impact of that in-transit inventory. So the first issue is accounting for in-transit inventory. The second issue is that forecastability, or the coefficient of variation, or the ability to forecast, and the demand error have gotten worse. So when we think about demand error, you know, right now my best companies have 40 to 45% of the items that they produce which are not forecastable, meaning that the coefficient of variation is just too high for us to use the traditional methods for us to look at forecasting. So the forecastability and the ability for us to be able to forecast accurately has been eroded. Third issue is the fact that cycle stock increased because of product proliferation as we tried to do more personalization of products and market-driven activities, which were actually marketing-driven activities. We caused the tail of the supply chain to elongate, meaning that we added products, we didn't manage product complexity, and it takes longer for us to cycle between products and manufacturing. And that cycling between products increases the cycle stock, or the time that I need to move through those products, and it requires inventory to buffer for that cycle. Because people didn't manage the complexity, we increased inventory. The fourth issue is that we outsourced and we added nodes, and the average company has outsourced 38% of distribution and 30% of manufacturing. And the outsourcing increases the nodes and the in-transit time and the inventory in a node. The more nodes we have, the more inventory we have. And the fifth issue is the management is slow and obsolete, and the fact that we're not managing holistically the form and function of inventory. So if you are surprised, like many people that I work with that are surprised that we have, you know, more than 30 days of inventory, take heart. There are things that you can do. The first is design the supply chain for the forecastability, the cycle stock, and define the role of inventory. Look at multi-tier inventory, the role of cycle stock, in-transit stock, seasonal inventory, promotion inventory, and manage it. The higher the variability, push inventory back into the supply chain, holding goods as work in process. The second thing is, you know, do after-action reviews and what-if analysis to understand the role of inventory. Don't just focus on safety stock. It's insufficient. The third thing is, get really clear on the role of inventory. Educate your organization. I hope this helps. I'm Laura Cesari, and I'm speaking about inventory, our most important buffer and our biggest source of waste.